It's the Morning Show on the Ideas Network. I'm John Munson in for Kate Archer Kent. An increasing number of people are falling victim to a new type of phone scam where victims are asked to confirm their supposedly compromised Social Security number and pay to unfreeze their account from the Federal Reserve. How does this scam work and how can we protect ourselves? Well, we're going to find that out. So stick around. Have you fallen victim to this type of scam or have you gotten one of these calls? What happened? What questions do you want our expert to answer about how to protect yourself and others from this phone scam? 800-642-1234, 800-642-1234, ideas@WPR.org. You can tweet us at WPR Mornings. Laura Sutherland is Administrator for the Division of Trade and Consumer Protection at the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture Trade and Consumer Protection. Good morning and welcome to the Ideas Network, Laura.
Good morning. Thanks for having me on. I appreciate it.
Tell us about this new scam called the Social Security Imposter Scam. What is it and how does it work?
Thanks, John. Yeah, it's a new variation on a theme of an imposter scam. Imposter scams often take the form of someone calling and pretending like they're part of the government or another entity that you trust. And this version is people calling and suggesting that they are with the Social Security Administration and that your call has been and your account has been compromised and that you need to call them immediately to address the issue. Typically, it comes in the form of a robocall, and they often threaten arrest if you don't call them back, and they give you a fake 1-800 number to call. So there's, you know, some obvious red flags here. The Social Security Administration is not going to call and threaten you with arrest if you don't call them back, first of all. But the call tells you that your account is compromised and that you need to call them and give them vital information like your banking information, your Social Security number, so they can resolve it for you.
And this sounds an awful lot like the IRS phone scam. When did this one start to show up?
The IRS scam, right, has been happening for some time, but the Social Security Administration scam has actually peaked and topped the IRS scam in terms of the damage that it's caused. The Federal Trade Commission has reported that in February alone, consumers have lost $19 million to this scam, which is kind of amazing when you think about how it works. Scammers are calling and asking you to give them their banking information and give you a gift card and the code numbers on the back of the gift card to resolve your compromised account. And of course, the Social Security Administration is never going to do that. What happens is you get a robocall and you're asked to call this 1-800 number. And the other thing that the scammers are doing is they're spoofing the Social Security Administration phone number. They are actually using the accurate number, but it is obviously not the Social Security Administration. So we tell consumers to do some basic things. First of all, don't answer the phone. Even if you see a Social Security Administration number on your caller ID, they're not going to call you out of the blue. Chances are, if there's some concerns with your account, they're going to send you a letter. They're going to reach out to you with basic, you know, snail mail, like the government is often want to do. And if you have a concern about your Social Security account, you should call the Social Security Administration yourself. You should initiate the contact and make sure that you know you're speaking with a government official and not responding to a scam call.
And the Social Security system website, the Social Security Administration website, also has a contact function as well. So you could go online and look at your account and check to see that all was well, and you wouldn't even have to talk to anybody.
That's correct. You can go online and set up a secure account and communicate with the government that way. And we certainly recommend you doing that. But whatever you do, you don't give your Social Security number to an unsolicited caller, nor do you give any banking information. And in no uncertain terms should you pay a government official with a gift card. And again, this sounds kind of surprising, but as I say, it is topped out the federal government, the FTC's complaint reporting in February and April. And it's true for Wisconsin, too. The Social Security Administration scam is the largest scam that we've seen in April. So we really are encouraging folks to talk to the people in their life. They may not fall prey to it, but perhaps your grandparents will, your great aunts, your parents. You know, talk to your family members about these scams, alert them to them, and check in with them regularly about the types of calls that they're getting and any kind of unusual activity they may be having.
You mentioned giving up your Social Security number. That's got to be kind of the holy grail for scammers. How valuable is a Social Security number to a scammer?
It's extremely valuable, and it's very difficult to unring that bell once you've given that out. If you visit DadCap's website, we have a lot of helpful information about how to keep your personal identifying information secure. And if you are concerned about identity theft or a compromised Social Security number, we have some great information about how to initiate a credit freeze. And we actually have an individual that will talk to you on the phone and walk you through some of these issues. Our phone number, if you want to give DadCap a call for any information, is 1-800-422-7128.
Lara Sutherland is Administrator for the Division of Trade and Consumer Protection at the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade and Consumer Protection. We're talking about the latest phone scam, this one involving Social Security Administration imposters. I did also notice that there's another phone scam out there that's kind of related to the imposter Social Security Administration imposter scam. This one involves Medicare imposters claiming to be calling about your pain management and that you need to call them back or something really horrible will happen. I was getting about six or seven of these a day for a while, and then they suddenly stopped. What is it that makes the elderly such a target for scammers, do you think?
Well, I think it's a good question. I think that people, oftentimes the older you get, the slightly more concerned you are about your safety and your security. And not everybody, but many people in their older years get more concerned about being compromised and somewhat more protective of their personal information. The reality is that consumers, that scammers are simply trying to contact as many people as they can. I mean, what's fascinating about these robocalls is it doesn't take an inordinate number of them for them to catch a couple fish on the line, if you will, and get a significant amount of money. So while many people are aware that these are scams and that they know better to respond, only a few people need to respond for scammers rather to be successful and make a fair amount of money on these sweeping robocalls. So you're correct. You see it in areas where elderly people are going to look for a secure counterpart. So any governmental official, oftentimes you see it in utility scams, any area in which a elderly person could feel particularly vulnerable if something went wrong, Medicare, IRS, Social Security, your utilities, etc.
So if you suspect that a friend or family member may be at risk of becoming a victim from the scam, what should you do to help them?
That's a great question. Again, you should call our hotline at 1-800-422-7128, or you can reach out to our website at dadcap.wi.gov. We have some excellent information about ID theft, credit freezes. You can also reach us at dadcap hotline@wisconsin.gov. And if you're concerned again about your Social Security number being compromised, DadCap can help you, or you can call the Social Security Administration at 1-800-722-1213. That's 1-800-722-1213. And John, as you mentioned earlier in the call, setting up an account with the Social Security Administration would be an excellent idea, and working with your grandparents or your parents to do so they don't fall victim to this scam would be a great prophylactic.
And I think their website is ssa.gov, if memory serves, which it often doesn't. Let's say someone's already fallen victim to the scam. Is there anything that they can do to get their money and their identity back?
Well, absolutely. I mean, I should clarify that. You certainly can work with our organization to help protect your identity and get your identity back. It can be a very arduous process, but certainly people have been successful in doing so, and we encourage you to contact our organization and help you with your identity. When it comes to money, oftentimes the scammers are from overseas, as you probably know. And if you've given them money via a gift card, it's virtually impossible to get that money back. That's why we really encourage education in this space, because once the money's been given away, it's very, very difficult for regulators and enforcement to get it back. Filing a complaint, though, is still important. A lot of these phone numbers are tracked by the federal government, and they lead to the creation of a list of numbers that are used for many of the stopping robocall applications that both the major carriers use and the ones that you can get online. So we encourage you to file a complaint regardless.
All right, Laura, thank you so much for joining us this morning. I appreciate your time.
Thanks for having me on.
Laura Sutherland is Administrator for the Division of Trade and Consumer Protection at the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade and Consumer Protection. The news is next, and then we'll hear about an effort to strengthen Wisconsin's drunk driving laws. Stay tuned for that. I'm John Munson in for Kate Archer Kent. It's The Morning Show on the Ideas Network.